And the Senate today will vote on a bill to change the Medicare safety net scheme. The federal government says the proposed changes would save $270 million over the next 5 years. But doctors and patient groups are suspicious. They say cancer patients, people with mental health issues, and women needing assisted reproductive services like IVF will be left out of pocket by these changes to the around thousands of dollars. Dr. David Molloy is the chair of the IVF Directors Group. He works as part of the Queensland Fertility Group. David Molloy, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
If these changes are approved by the Senate this week, can you tell us what it would mean for a couple wanting to access IVF?
Yes, well, for a fairly standard treatment cycle of IVF, most patients for one cycle will be about $1,000 worse off. Patients generally access about 1.5 to 1.75 cycles a year. Their net worth, over a year will be worse off up to around about $2,000.
So just explain how the changes will make a difference to what's currently available, can you?
Yeah, sure. Look, it's very complicated, which is why the government's getting away with it a little bit. But basically, there's always been a safety net built into Medicare, like forever. Mm. And the way I describe it is like a horizontal safety net and a vertical one. Now, the vertical one is that when you forget high-charging doctors. If you just charge the government fee for a service, a schedule fee, every patient's supposed to pay 15% of that. Now, when a 15% goes above about $70, the government says, okay, you've paid enough towards that service, we'll pay the rest for you. And that's where the IVF patients and psychiatry patients and cancer patients are hurt, because there's a lot of complex services as outpatients where if you charge the government fee, the 15% might be $400 or $500 and the government expects you to only pay $77 and it says, look, we'll pay the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the chronically ill patients, particularly the psychiatry patients, when you pay up to $400 of 15% a year, once you get those 15% that you're kicking into the government fee, when they get to $400, the government says, well, look, you paid enough for the year and 15%.
Mm-hmm.
We'll now start giving you 100% of the government fee so that you're covered for the rest of the year with your chronic illness. Now, they're throwing all of that out. And that means that patients have now become very vulnerable. Medicare always had this very good section in it where it looked after the excessively complexly ill patient or the chronically ill patient and cap their exposure to the number of visits that they had to cap their exposure and risk when they went to see the doctor. Now, the second bit of it is the one where the fees are higher, and that's the extended Medicare safety net, where the government said, well, okay, look, Medicare hasn't been revised for 20 years. It's not meeting the market. We know some doctors' clinic services have become more expensive. The gaps are higher. And in 2004, the Howard government introduced that second safety net to try and meet the market a bit more. So they're doing away with a whole chunk of that as well. But it's the two tiers of the safety net, the very traditional one that's always been there, and the Howard ones from 2004 that they're changing.
Okay. And just, I want to talk to more about what the government says it's doing, but some services currently bulk bill IVF treatments. If they're bulk billing, that means they're not charging that 15% anyway. Is that still stay in place?
Well, it in fact, for many of the bulk billing clinics, there's a complexity, and look, I truly don't know their billing patterns. Even if they are bulk billing, a lot of the patients are in a complex area of services. Many would be accessing that 15% with the $400 a year anyway.
I see.
Or they should be.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, it's more complex than that. And also, some of the bulk billing services are simply low-cost services. They advertise bulk billing, but it's really a billing method rather than a billing level. The billing has now become so complicated that it reflects a billing level rather than actually a billing methodology sometimes. And the bulk billing clinics actually are not free clinics in a way, because they're still charging things like facility fees, drug fees and all of those sorts of things.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, basically the concern is that the cuts proposed will significantly increase out-of-pocket expenses for people with chronic illnesses or need, you know, recurring costs, like if you were seeking IVF treatment. But what the government says it's doing is it will extend the safety net to more people by reducing the threshold to be eligible to claim on it. So do you agree the changes will do that?
Well, no, not again. Again, we think the modelling is deficient. And in fact, the modelling hasn't been shared. It was a number of times it's been challenged in Parliament by the Senate. Share the modelling, they said. Well, in fact, the government hasn't done that.
But isn't it changing the threshold from $638 to $400? Doesn't that mean that more people are going to hit the threshold?
It would have if they didn't change. They hadn't changed as part of the legislation. How you accumulate points, frequent flyer points, or dollars towards the threshold. So what they did was they put caps on how much you could actually put towards the threshold, and we think it's actually more difficult to get to the lower thresholds because they've limited how much you're allowed to put towards these. They've capped how much you can put on any service to the threshold. Before, accessing the threshold used to be open-ended. It basically was what you were billed. Mm. Now they've capped how much you can contribute towards an individual threshold.
So with IVF, for instance, the cap is now going to be what?
1.5 times the scheduled fee. But it's going to be that with all services, and so it's going to be more difficult for example, psychiatry patients to access the thresholds as well, because there's a cap not just on IVF services, it's a cap on all of those medical services, and most of the groups who have actually accurately and properly done the modelling think it'll actually be more difficult for a patient in a calendar year to get to the threshold.
Is that cap designed, David, to put pressure on practitioners to keep their fees down? Because as long as the gap is higher, that the government will, you know, pay and people can get to that ceiling, that cap more quickly, I think plenty of people have argued that it encourages practitioners just to scale up their fees.
Oh, look, I think the safety net, when it was introduced in 2004, and look, I was right in the thick of it politically, you know, for a whole range of reasons, not just with IVF. I think the government made a mistake not capping it right from the start. Medicare is fundamentally insurance, and no insurer in the world has an uncapped product, you know, except Medicare, the safety net. And there's no doubt, and, you know, I was actually at the real forefront of trying to convince doctors not to do this.
All right.
Some doctors did take advantage of it, but that's not possible now.
So just finally, to bring it back to IVF and what it might mean, there's some suggestions that this means women will try and avoid costly repeat cycles and request multiple embryos to be implanted to give them a better chance in one shot. Do you see that there's a real fear? And is there a limit to how many embryos you can legally be implanted per cycle?
There's no legal limit. We have a quality assurance or a quality limit in our accreditation systems of 2. But that's the history from overseas. Graphically in the United States, where costs are so high, patients put back multiple embryos per cycle. We've got now one of the lowest multiple pregnancy rates in the world. And indeed, it's really important. 3% of IVF twins die. We took out the stats in our unit. If you have a set of IVF twins, 1 in 16 families at the end of that twin pregnancy will have paid for a funeral. So it's really important that we maintain the quality and access. We've got one of the best systems in the world. Look, make it very clear. I think Medicare desperately needs a reform. It's so out of date and so out of touch. But this is just a blunderbuss cost on a group of very vulnerable patients. We could do a hell of a lot better in helping the government get savings in this particular scheme.
All right, David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. David Molloy, the chair of the IVF Directors Group, works as part of the Queensland Fertility Group. The government bill is scheduled for debate in the Senate today, and as we mentioned there, it's not just about IVF, it's also people with mental illness too who need to go to psychiatrists a lot of times, very expensive treatments, some of these. So that debate continues.